Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Weekly News and Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. This is the third week, August 19th, 1921, from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitoyi Ajasa. The Emir of Katsina in wonderful England. The Emir of Katsina left England July 16, accompanied by his Tyrone, Mr. C.W. Webster, MBE, the resident of Sokoto for Jeddah en route for Mecca. He admitted that his visit was an education to him and that they could not in 10,000 years reach the pitch of education and civilization England has reached. The Emir had a great reception in England. His Excellency Sir Hugh Clifford, GCMG, accompanied by Mr. W.F. Gower, CMG, Lieutenant Governor of the Northern Provinces, presented the Emir to His Majesty the King, who invested him with the King's Medal for Native Chiefs. His son and members of the suite were received later. Horses and racing were chiefly discussed. The Emir was most impressed by His Majesty's human attitude. He visited the polo match at Hollingham, the Russian Ballet at the Prince's Theatre, the Kew Gardens, Major Morrison's Stud Farm near Reading, Wiford Court, the residence of the Prince of Mr. Herman Hodge, the Houses of Parliament, Kenley Aerodrome, where he had the trial flight, and Harrods. Mr. F.W. Dove. We learned that Mr. F.W. Dove of Sierra Leone has undergone a serious operation in London and that he makes good progress. Sahid and Lady Clifford at the State Ball. At the State Ball given at Buckingham Palace on July 7 by the King and Queen, Sir Hugh Clifford, Governor of Nigeria, and Lady Clifford were present. Lady Clifford wore a Worth creation, a black satin gown with a corsage and panels of diamond. Her ornaments were a diamond tiara and necklace and a magnificent single-stone aquamarine of deepest blue. She also wore the decoration of a Commander of the Order of the British Empire. The aquamarine is supposed to be the finest known of a perfect blue specimen, and it weighs 222 carats. Brigadier General Hughes, CSI, CMG, DSO, RDRNR. Brigadier General Hughes was a passenger to Nigeria by the SS Akabo. This gallant gentleman would be better known as Captain Hughes of the Nigerian Marine of some 7 or 8 years ago, who volunteered for service in Mesopotamia during the war just ended. Of the right sort, a proper John Bull, he has covered himself with honors and incidentally Nigeria with glory. An extremely popular officer with his men and hard working. We can imagine the joys of the boys at seeing old Captain back in their midst. In congratulating the general, we welcome him heartily to Nigeria and wish him many fathoms of years to come in health and strength. The Kano Assizes. The Kano Assizes, presided over by His Honour Mr. Justice Sir Frederick van der Meulen, began on Monday the 8th instant. There was only one criminal case for trial, in which the prisoners were charged with the larceny of 8 bales of cloth which they disposed of to an Asaba man who had changed his native name to that of Hassan on embracing Mohammedanism. The two clerks were found guilty and sentenced to 3 and 2 years imprisonment respectively. Besides the criminal case referred to, there were about 10 civil cases for hearing. Messrs. Kitoyi Ajasa and Davies of the Lagos Bar, as also Mr. Douglas of the Jos Bar, were present holding brief of their respective clients. The new court at Kano. For want of a better accommodation, the hearing of cases was held in the first-class waiting room of the Nigerian Railway. There is now being erected the spacious building for the Supreme Court, quite close to the railway station and the trading community. Kano, as we have had occasion to say before, this will be a very important center within which the Supreme Court exercised jurisdiction. Of the town itself, we hope shortly to give our impression since we were last there 5 years ago. The late Dr. Cuff. The late Dr. Cuff, at one time Bishop of Korea, has been announced as having taken place in London. Dr. Kof was a recipient of the Ashanti Medal, having been present as the naval chaplain of the Gold Coast at the time of the First Ashanti War in 1874. Mr. and Mrs. T.B. Dawson. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. T.B. Dawson of the Nigerian Marine on the arrival of a daughter on June 30th last. Seidu Olowu. The country has been called upon to mourn the death of one of its most remarkable citizens in the person of Mr. Seidu Olowu. In the early 80s, well onto the 90s, Olowu, as he was generally known, was a trader in the very big way indeed. His principal customers were the firms of Messrs. Lagos Stores Limited, G.L. Geyser, and Witt and Bush, with all of whom he carried on an immense volume of trade. Within the personal knowledge of the writer, it was nothing for him to load a steamer of 2,500 tons capacity with produce of oil and kennels within a week or a fortnight. An illiterate, he was blessed with a very clear insight into the future of trade so far as development went. The very important center of trade in Lagos, now Idumagbo, was of his creation. He filled in swamps, reclaimed extensively to compete with Ebute Road, the then center of trade dominated by the firm of Geyser. So well did he succeed the world of Lagos knows. He was of a very speculative turn of mind, which probably was his undoing. The late Mr. R.B. Blaze, a personal friend of his, to save him from an impending crash, volunteered to pay off any two of the firms above referred to, in the event of his confining his trade with any one of the three. Seidu promised, but failed to keep his word, which landed him in disaster. It was he who discovered and opened up the trade with the Sobo, Ijo, and Bini through the creeks, and it was to him that the late Chief Nana ran for asylum when he had to leave his country. His name will long be remembered in Lagos. We extend deep sympathy to his family. The Venerable Archdeacon Johnson. The Venerable Archdeacon Johnson peacefully passed away on Monday night, August 15th at 10:30 o'clock, in the presence of his wife and children, with the effort to answer Amen to the prayer offered by his son, the pastor of St. John's, he breathed his last. He was fully conscious to the last. We extend our sympathy to all the members of the bereaved family. In his honor, all the Anglican schools were closed and the church bells were tolled from 8:15 a.m. to 8:45 of Tuesday, August 16th. Ekiti Note and News. Movement of government officials. The resident of Ondo Province, C. Hornby Porter Esquire, recently paid a visit to the Ekiti Division. He arrived at Ikere on Wednesday, the 4th instant, and left there next day for Adoiwi. He received a hearty welcome from the head chief of Ikere and the Boy Scout, who left on motor immediately afterwards for Adoiwi to join the police force, and the court messengers informing the guard of honor to welcome the resident. The district officer G.H. Finlay Esquire arrived at headquarters from a tour of the district a few days before the resident's arrival. Just about the same time, the director and the conservator of forests paid a flying visit across the country. It is hoped that the visits of these officials will be a great help to the administration. Taxation in Akure. The annual collection of tax in the Akure section of the district is being completed. It is said that the amount realized does not come to the assessment owing to the removal of many of the ratepayers, either by death or otherwise, since last year. This shows that a great deal of caution will be needed by the assessment clerks in ascertaining true information in this business from house to house. Labor lost on the new motor road. The recent downpour of rain has done a great deal of havoc to some culverts and temporary bridges between Igbara and Ikere. This undoubtedly means the loss of the Public Works Department, but we hope the district engineer will see that permanent and solid bridges are erected as soon as possible in order to avoid the recurrence of such incidents. And that's it, guys, from weekly news on Conversations with the Facade Nigeria from the 19th of August 1921 on the Nigerian Pioneer by Sakitu Iyajasa. We'll see you guys when next we see you. Don't forget to stay safe, always mask up in public, and keep a social distancing always. Don't forget to follow us on our social media platforms. On Instagram, we're at The Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. On Twitter, we're at capital letter F, small letters ACADE, capital letter N, small letters IGERIA, Facade Nigeria. And don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. See you guys when next we see you. Cheers.